Continues the Gemara Daf Mem Dalad Amid Beis, five lines from the top. Omar Mar, Kach Porshim B'Shas Matan Par Koyin Mashiach U'Par Helim Dovish Al Tzibu V'Siri Averis Kachovim Menolon. Meaning, we said before in the Gemara that just like the Kahanim have to be Purish Ben Ulun Mizbeach when there is a Haktor that takes place in the Heichel, so too would have to be Purish when there's Matan Domim that takes place in the by the parakor and Mashiach, by the parhel and dover shel tzibur and the siyah veris kachovim. So Gemara Menolan, what's the makor? You have to be parish over there too when the matan dom takes place. Omra podes asi kapora kapora miyom kippurim. Just by Yom Kippur it says v'lo yeh ba'el moyed, then no one should be in oil moyed when at the time when the koyin gol goes lifnai v'lifnim. And we said likewise, you can't be bin ul mizbeach when the koyin gol goes to the heichel for the haktorah. So too, we're saying over here that no one can be at the time of the matan domim of the parakoy Mashiach. No one can be likewise in the heichel and in the ben ulam mizbeach. The Torah says a kasher. There's not really a. It doesn't say kapara by parakoy Mashiach. So we're saying asi kapara kapara. There isn't such a gzereshov of kapara kapara. So the Torah says tamely bishlemi sirav is kachovim sirven kapara b'pasha shlach, aber parakoy Mashiach leksib kapara. So, what exactly is the drasha? So, Tosis gives the teretz, lemaisa, the lecha mishnah, in the shittas Rambam explains in Tamidim Musafim, he says that it's be'etzim b'binyan av. Just like you perish by a kapara of Yom Kippurim, so too you perish by the kaparas of these matonis. But not that it says kapara over here. It's a binyan av that you have to be perish by the matan domim of the parakoy Mashiach. Zogdimo vaita omra vacha ba'av shmamino milis de reisa. We can prove from here that the milas, the different areas, Zagdrashi, milas shemon chachom b'mishnah meseches kelim, ferakama, the different areas that we consider are all the raisadik. The koma hosom harabayis is mekudish mishlaim, the harabayis is more kodesh than mishlaim. Va'acheil, the cheil is maharabayis. Ve'ezes noshim is more than the cheil. Ve'ezes yisol, more than the shel noshim. Ve'shel kahanim, mishel yisol. U'ben ulum mizbeach is more than the rest of the azora. Va'acheil is more than ben ulum mizbeach. All these things are milas deraisa. This is aloch lamesh misinai. Zok the Gemara, why is it aloch lamesh misinai? Zok the Gemara, Om ravacha ba'avesh ma'amino milas deraisa. V'ochi gemirlu, it's aloch lamesh misinai. Why? The isak dat rabbonon, if all these areas are rabbonon, so ma'ishno ben ul mizbeach. Meaning, why do we make exerim, we say, that you're not allowed to be ben ul mizbeach? Because you might enter into the heichel. So why is the area that we say is off limits only ben ulam mizbeach? If it's all considered one area and there's no maila deraisa between ulam mizbeach and the rest of the azora, so just like you make a gzera on ben ulam mizbeach, they're not allowed to be there because you might enter the heichel, so you should have the same gzera on the rest of the azora too. So it must be that mailas are deraisa, the hainu. Where did we make this mokum that you're not allowed to enter? We said it dafka by this area, which is ben ulam mizbeach, which is the raisadik area, more than the area in the rest of the azara. So we can identify this area as a mokum deraisa that we made in gzeirah rabbanon on this area. You're not allowed to be ben ulam mizbeach because this is an area that midraisa has a status more than the rest of the azara. We made this gzeirah on this area because you might enter the rest of the heichel. But that's only because it's a mokum deraisa. But if there won't be any difference between this area and the rest of the Azara, then why did you pick this area? Must be the milas deraisa, and that's it made exer on this area. And specifically not anymore, because if you do another area, meaning the rest of the Azara, then it's already exer l'exera. Then you're making exera on ulam l'mizbeach, that you're not allowed to go, you're not allowed to be, and or to the heichel, and another area, that's exer l'exera. So that's why it's, because Milas deraisa, it makes sense why I only did this area. But if midraisa, it's all one area, then there won't be exer l'exera, it won't be considered a exer l'exera between the ulam mizbeach and the rest of the azara. So it must be Milas deraisa, and we specifically picked this area, one exera, and now another mokum, which will be considered exer l'exera. So Gemara's matcha, no. Zok the Gemara, no. Ben ulam l'mizbeach, midi. The reason why we picked the ulam mizbeach is over there we made a gzera. Why? Because over there there's no hecker. There's nothing stopping you. There's no mizbeach. You're already past the mizbeach. You've been ulam mizbeach. So,
So that's why you have to have a special gzera. Mashenka the rest of Azara, Kemedik Mizbecha Chitzon and Mafsik, you have the Mizbecha Chitzon over there, between the rest of Azara and the Hechel. So Minka Milsa. So over here, there's a constant reminder, you're not going to enter. So they did not make a gzera. La'oilo, Milas, and not the Raisa. The reason why we picked this area over the rest is because this area doesn't have a Minka Milsa, Binulam Mizbech, Mashenka past the Mizbech has the heck of the Mizbech itself.
Zogt gemorge om a rovesh mamino kedushas ulam vehechel chadim milsi. The kedusha of the ulam and the hechel is considered one kedusha. Why? The isakadat chstei kedushas ninu. If the ulam and the hechel gufa are two kedushas, so ulam gufa gzera. So the ulam itself is a gzera to the hechel. V'nekem v'nigza gzera gzera. So how could ben ulam lemizbeach be a gzera? That gufa should be considered a gzera gzera because the ulam itself is a gzera to the hechel. But since ulam and hechel is one, so it's only one gzera, meaning ben ulam lemizbeach is only one gzera. So Gemara is no raya. No, lo oilom ulam and hechel is not chad milsa. Lo Gemara loy ulam v'ben ulam and mizbeach chad kedusha. Ulam and the hechel are not chad kedusha, but the ulam and ben ulam mizbeach is considered chad kedusha. Hechel v'ulam atakesh te kedushas. The hainu, the gzera is you're not allowed to be in the ulam, and likewise you're not allowed to be in ben ulam mizbeach, which is what one kedusha. And meil it's only one gzera. Mashing and hechel is taka different kedusha. Otu hechel where goyzer the ulam and ulam mizbeach. And Olam, it's not that Ulam Hegel is Chad Kedusha, but rather Ulam and Ulam Mizbeach is considered Chad Kedusha.
Now, in the Gemara before, the Gemara had a kasha that how do we know that Par Kohen Mashiach, Yepirish, and Par Helam Dover, and Tziavar is Chovim, when we said Kapora Kapora from Yom Kippurim, so Fekta Tosis Shonim, why do we only ask from these? Why do we ask from the Keteris that's done every day in the Hegel? We know you have to be Purish b'chol adam la'yeh ba'el moed when you go lefnai v'lefnim. But what about the haktar of the keteris that goes on the hechel? Why are we only asking from the matan domim that go on the hechel? Zok teis shonim teima. By asking a parah kabara teima, amayla mi boile b'kteiris menolim de parish and b'shas haktar of the hechel, do'loi ashkon p'isha ela b'kteiris lefnai v'lefnim. Ava b'kteiris de hechel shukumay matan domim. It's like matan domim, lo'y ashkon mi'a p'isha rivo v'yesh loymar. So he answers as follows. Kaven the Keteris have a dovesh b'chashoyi, yesh lifresh gam b'shvil haktor de hechel. The Keteris at the end of the day is a dovesh b'chashoyi. So it's poshet misvari, you have to be purish because of the haktor of the hechel too. Whenever there's a ma'is in the chashoyi, so you have to make it a mokum chashoyi. So since the Keteris is a dovesh b'chashoyi, so memele you have to be purish from the hechel. It's poshet that you have to be purish because it's a ma'isa b'chashoyi. Mashenkin the matan domim is not a chashoyi because you say achas or the other reasons like we said. So memele over here the gemara has to speak out because of asik kapora kapora.
Zog the gemara b'chol yom echaytish al kesef. Every day was kesef that went into zov, and today went directly from zov. Zog the gemara my time. What's the reason that every day you were not chayde b'shal zov? And to the gemara had toyre chos al mamoinim she yisrael. Meaning, since Zohov is much more of a weaker metal, so it gets ruined much easier because of the Gacheles. So every day you're being choyte twice, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. So in order to prevent it from getting ruined, so Mele would do Misakin to have Dafka Shel Kesef and not Shel Zohov, even though it's not as Choshev, but Lamaise, it will not get ruined. Mashigam Kippur is quite a Shekhoin Gol, it's only once a year, so then it doesn't get ruined.
Zog the Gemara v'ayoyim choyte b'shak zohav v'boye machnis. For Gemara my timer, why on Yom Kippur we're not concerned about choyte chosav menim shay sol after all gets ruined? Zog the Gemara m'shem chul shakon godl. At the end of the day, he's working the whole day. He's fasting. So they're not going to be matriachim to take from one machta to another machta. So they, we're mevat on this din of chosam emoinom, because after all, it's tak only once, but it's lemaisa, the same, even if the once lemaisa, it's still chosa. Teres is at the expense of the tirch of the kohen gol, they said chul shel kohen gol overrides this in order that it shouldn't have to be matriach to be ma'arev from one machta to another machta. So we did everything in one machta shel zov directly lahachnis bifnim.
Zog demol b'chol yoyim b'shal abas kavin. Every day you scooped it in a machta of four kavin, you poured it into a machta of three. And today it went directly with a machta of three. Zog demol b'tona, when you pour it every day from a four machta, a four kav machta shovel into a three one, so you have an extra kav that spills over. Zog demol b'tona, the Mishnah Tomit says, nispazu loy kav g'chalim mechabdon la'amo. This paz kav of gechalim that spilled over on the floor, you're mechabed la'ama, you sweeped it up and you brought it into the ama, into amas hamayim that goes all the way into Nachal Kidron.
Now the question is, how were you able to take it and thrown into the Amma that goes to Nachal Kidron, the first machta was Mekadashit. After all, the first kli, the kli sharis that you scooped it up in the original kli kesef, was a kli sharis. So you scooped it up, and now you're pouring it into kli zov. One kav falls out in the ritzpa. The chayitz is kaddish already in the klisharis. So how could you throw it down in Nachal Kidron? Zok the Tosfos Shonim. Nispazer loy kav kolam mechabden la'oma vehikshar benu nisim goin. Heichi mechabden la'oma umafsit kodesh v'aloy kitshu beklisharis. How are you throwing it down to the oma? After all, you're being mafsit kochim. So he gives numerous truths. In one territory, he says, v'yesh loymar, she'en klisharis mekachin shloymidas, kein tirtze benu yankiv. Since my intent is not to be mekadesh this additional kav, it's only mekadesh 3 out of the 4, even though I'm scooping up 4, because you need midas. And my das is only on the 3 that are eventually going to go into the klizov, into the machtashal zov, and not the one that's now into the machtashal kesef. So ain't klizov mekachin elo midas. Then he says, another teretz, v'oydesh loy teretz, the Mari Hocha Sham Machtashal Kesef in a Klishoris, Kimashni Shoyamar Latoicha. He says the difference, the first Macht, the Klikesef wasn't Klishoris, the second one wasn't in Skadish or the Klishoris, so man, it's only in the Skadish, the 3 Kav, and not the 4th one. And then at the end he says, the Ainam Oil Mashetzorch Likli, the Kusha Benonissim Aina Kusha, the Ainkan Hefsit Koidish, came in Chain a Hegdish Zorch Lehem, Ukdesh Tiashni Malaya Yofa Tiknu Lachtis Bigdol of Laras Bektano. Since Lamaisa Hegdish did not need that additional kaf, we only scooped it up into 4 in order that it should be filled up well in the one that 3. So you have, when you scoop up a shovel of 4, so now the 3 will be filled up to the top. So it's, I didn't really need the 4th one. I only needed the 4th one in order that the 3 should be filled up properly. So mele, it's not going to be niskadish, because ain't a hekdesh tzorech lahem. So mele, that's why it's not niskadish either. Now, Tosin Chagiga Daf Chav Gimel has a kashin Daf Chav Gimel Mabez B'Shem Rebbe Chonon that L'Chodim Mizbeach should be Mekadashit already. The fact that these Kechalim come from the Mizbeach should be Mekadashit, so it's already Kodesh. What do you mean the Klisharis is not Kodesh or Ein Mekadash Elamidas? The Mizbeach was Mekadashit. So Tosin over there answers and he says that the Mizbeach is not going to be Mekadashit because the Kedush of Mizbeach is Poka when you take it off the Mizbeach. And the whole nida now is only in the kedusha mitzad the keteirah shaboy, but not mitzad the kedusha mizbeach. That's taka poka. Another answer that can be said is that based on the shita mekubetzes in zvachim daf chov zayin on beis that he says the whole din of mizbeach mekadosh is only mizbeach apnimi. That mekadosh like a klisharis. Mashengim mizbeach yitzoyna. Is not a din of klisharis. A din of ritzpah, it doesn't have a din of klisharis, so it won't be mekadoshit. Or you can say that the kedushas mizbeach is only when there's an original kedush saguf. For instance, domim. Dam is niskadish in a mizrak, so then the mizbeach is mekadoshit. But if it doesn't have an original kedush saguf, so then we taki don't have this din. By dam, you have this din that it was niskadish in a mizrak, so now lo yerdu, it's a kedusha when it's on a mizbeach. Masha'en a mizbeach is not mekadish something without a kedush saguf, so maybe it won't be mekadish in mitzad a mizbeach, and the question is only mitzad a klisharis, like the Shonim over here discusses. So zog dugmo again, tono nispazu loy kav gichale mechabdun lo'omo. Zogmo toni chade kav, v'tani idoch kavayim. By us, we learned that it's one kav that's extra. 4 were poured into 3, so you have one extra kav. The Tanya Yidach will enter another brisa, kavayim, there are 2 extra kav. So the Gemara Bishleim, the Tani kav, the Tana that learns kav is Rabbonon. Why? Because the Rabbonon and our Mishnah Taka say that there were 4 that you scooped into 3, you scooped up 4 and you put it into 3, so it's like a 1 kav that's extra. Masha Enkein, it's Rabbonon of our Mishnah. Elahach the Tani kavayim, the brisa that says 2 kav, so Mani, who's it like? In our Mishnah, we had a shita of Rabbonon and Rabbi Yossi, so it's neither. Loi Rabbonon, loi Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbonon would say it's 4 into 3, and Rabbi Yossi says that it's 6 kav, meaning 1 saw, into 3 kav, into a half a saw. So then the 3 is extra that poured over. So what's his din of 2 pouring over? Zogma Om Rav Chizda, Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishech ben Broiki. It's a sheet of Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishech ben Broiki. The Tani of Shmuel ben Oishech ben Broiki Oimer. Bishal Kabayim Hoya Machnis. That Enech Nami. The original scooping was taka a macht of 4, but you machnis it not into a macht of 3. Bishal Kabayim Hoya Machnis. You machnis it into a macht of Kabayim, which is 2. So Lamaisa, there were 2 that spilled over. So that's taka in this Braisa, the Braisa that says Kabayim is because you scooped it from 4 into 2, so 2 spilled over. Zog Gemara, another teretz, Rav Ashi Omar, Afilu teima Rabbi Yosi. Even if you're going to say that the brayse like Rabbi Yosi that says 6 into 3, so lechari 3 spilled over. V'hachi komar b'choyim ayichote b'shal saw midbarios. Meaning a saw midbarios is not a saw yushalmis. A saw midbarios has 5 kavin. So if it has 5 kavin yushalmis, so mela it's like a 5 that you pour into 3. So 3 mid kavin yushalmis, so then it's like a 2 spilled over. So the mara b'choyim ayichote b'shal saw midbarios umar letech 3 kavin yushalmis. A saw midbarios has 5 kavin yushalmis, and you pour it into a 3 kavin yushalmis. So the difference between 5 and 3 is taka 2. So you taka have 2 spilled over. So 2 terutzim might have 2 spilled over. Either you pour it from 4 into 2, or you spilled it from 5 midbarios, which is a saw midbarios, which is 5 kavin yushalmis, into 3 kavin yushalmis. So it's right, the 2 spilled over. Zok the Gemara, the last Gemara, b'chol yoyim hoyse kveda v'ayoyim kala, the reason why it was lighter. So the Gemara, b'chol yoyim hoyse gilda, it was lighter, so it's easier on the kohen gadol. B'chol yoyim hoyse gilda, meaning the wool of the machta was over, was thick. V'ayoyim, it was rach, it was thin. B'chol yoyim hoyse ktsara, the handle was short. V'ayoyim aruka, was long. My time, what's the reason? Kadesh te izroish kohen gadol misayatoi, to make it easier, so he can use his armpit to carry it too. So the Gemara, b'chol yoyim loy hoyolo niyashtik. Every day, the machta did not have a tabas, Rashi learns. And the purpose of the tabas is, shemekashkesh umashmiya koil mishum v'nishma koil bevoyal olamoyit. So there's a din of v'nishma bevoyal olamoyit. So you have a tabas over here. Why do you have a tabas? Usually the nishma is on the me'il. But the me'il, you don't go in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So when you go lifnayv lifnim, you have the tabas v'nishma koiloi, that's what Rashi learns, on the machta itself. Tosis learns, no, we're not talking about the tabas, we're talking about the fact that it's too hot. So because it was so hot, so you had a nartek shel or that was around the handle, so it shouldn't be so hot on the hand holding it, especially when you take it out again, when you remove it. So in Mela you had this covering, so to speak, that prevents it from burning you. And Zok Tosis, it's not called a chatzitza, because since you place it there, b'masmerim, and you kaveir it there, so the nartik for the base yad is bottled to the machta itself, and it becomes a shema machta. That's the shita, but we're not talking about the bell that emanates, so it holds, you don't need over here, v'nishma koile, that's only by the meal, you don't need it when you enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim over here. Zok di Gemara, again, tana b'chol yom lohoye lo niyashtik, v'ayoyim hoye lo niyashtik. Why? So Rashi learns mekayim the din of nishma koil veil hakodesh. Tosis learns in order that it shouldn't be so hot on him, and the reason is, Tosis, tzorich na'atik yoyse b'shay yomim fishoy gechalim shoyim b'machtas mam ruba. It stayed a long time in the machta. Atoyse chama harbe v'shum oitzi oitzer shi'achas ma'avodis oitzos kafam machta. You have to remove it afterwards too. By oitzos kafam machta, one of the avodis. So memela you had to have this na'atik, this glove, so to speak, on the handle, and it's not a chatzitza because it's b'mkoyim oy. So the Gemara. All right, we'll stop over here. By the two dots, the chol yom hoyo zahava yoloik.